podcast.
Welcome to Bubbles. How are you, James?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We just had the best conversation with two very special people.
Yes.
Two very, very special people in the world of water and in general.
A water sommelier and water technologist, Milan Patel. And Pat Eckert, who's the owner and proprietor of Fine Liquids, that ships premium waters all around the world and especially in Europe.
Yeah, and we have this conversation all around the world because he's in Heidelberg, Germany.
Yes.
Right? Milan is in London.
Yes.
And we are in Irvine, California.
There you go.
So, it was just a great, great conversation. We sampled some waters all together and we had a great time.
Yeah, so without further ado, here's our chat with Milan and Pat. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Hello.
Hey, hello, James.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
All right. So we're gonna have to...
Welcome to the Bubbles podcast, Pat.
Hey, cool.
So we'll do a little sound check here and let Milan jump on, and then we'll be ready to get started.
Yep.
All right. So I think you can hear me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
Loud and clear.
Cool. Happy to be here.
Nice. We're happy that you are here.
Cool.
Yeah, so Milan should jump on in a couple seconds here, and we'll
In the meantime, why don't we start about talking about where you are, which is Heidelberg, Germany, which is a wonderful place that I've had the privilege to visit some years ago, but it's fantastic. How's it going there in Heidelberg today?
Oh, you know, Heidelberg in south of Germany is such a pretty old town, and today we are somewhere in between heavy clouds, clear blue sky, a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain. So we have everything. It just feels a little bit like April, but all in all, you feel, hey, spring is coming, Corona is lowing down. And so I think it was a very nice weekend for the people here.
Nice. Yeah.
That's great. Well, we're having, I think, similar weather, which is rare for us in Southern California, but actually some raindrops falling today and overcast. So we're getting some liquid water from the sky.
Hey, cool. So I've never been to Southern California. For me, this is always a special thing, because when you are talking to people all around the world and you imagine, hey, where are they located? What time is it now? What are they doing? What is their lives all about? I think this is a very crazy thing. And I thank God for the technique we have to be connected. So really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, with all these modern advancements, we can, you know, learn about each other no matter where we are. And I think that's something a lot of people take for granted, but it's really nice to be able to hear about what's going on with other people on the other side of the world.
Yeah, that certainly resonates as well. And you mentioned that Corona is kind of slowing down. So has Germany been doing very well with the vaccinations?
No, we are still not in that. We did not vaccinate so much people that we wanted to have vaccinated right now. I think we only have under 20% vaccinated completely. And some people like me, they got just the first vaccination and waiting for the second one. And so for most of the people, the situation is not really satisfying. But I think now we are getting more and more speed in that case.
Yeah, I hear. Oh, hey, Milan.
Hey, Steve, James, how's it going? Milan, welcome to the Bubbles podcast. We were just doing a little bit of a sound check and chatting with Pat. So welcome, and yeah, we're ready to go ahead and get going here. I think it's a great discussion so far already.
Fantastic. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Loud. Doing a mic check. Everything all good?
Uh-huh.
All good. Loud and clear.
Perfect.
Yep. Super. Right. So just to continue and close the thought on the vaccination. So we're lucky here in California anyway, that vaccinations are quite abundant. And with the CDC just allowing, lowering the age limit for it. James Passmore here, our podcast host, actually got his first dose yesterday.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Well done.
So cool.
Excited to get it. I got it the day after it was the age group was lowered. So I'm and grateful that I can have that shot and just, you know, try and keep other people safe along with myself.
Absolutely.
Very good. Very good.
So are you guys thirsty?
Yep. Super thirsty. Always.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And do you guys have Topo Chico?
I do. My package to Pat is going to be sent out this week, so I can crack open.
And Pat, what are you thinking?
I think I have to choose with another water because, you know, we have a small issue between the UK and the European continent, and this is called customs. And so I think we all have to blame it on Mr. Johnson or on Mr. Brexit. I don't know. So I have to wait for this cool water, and I will drink it in maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
But yeah, that's definitely. And we can blame Brexit for that one for sure. You know.
Oh, yes.
It's 100% Brexit. It's painful. It really is. But hey, we try our best.
All right. So, what waters do you guys have with you? Because I know Millen has Topo Chico with him. And we have Topo Chico here. We also have another water called Richard's Sparkling Rainwater. And then on top of that, we have Gerald Steiner as well. So, what do you guys have with you?
So I can check in with Topo Chico and Gerald Stein Naturel and Sprudel, courtesy of Mr. Fine Liquids.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
Yes, I still have the Sprudel too from the Gerald Steiner. For the other two waters, I still don't have them here. But I just were in the warehouse a few minutes ago and I have a look. If I have a rainwater, and I found a rainwater from America, and so I have Verain. It's still disappeared brand, but Verain from the Florida Keys, and this is a rainwater too. So,
oh wow, from the Florida Keys, hey?
Yeah,
interesting. Interesting.
If we reviewed that water on the podcast. Do you remember? I don't think we have.
I don't. I think Richard's rainwater is the only rainwater we've really done. We might have done another one, but I don't think one from the Florida Keys. So that's gonna be cool to hear. So what should we crack open first?
Let's go with the topo.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh. So the topo arrived, Millen, but I guess was it one of the bottles that didn't quite make it?
Yeah, there was a fallen soldier on the way, but you know, incredible packing though. Despite that, we did lose one bottle, but I must say I was very impressed with the packaging.
So
hey, you know, it's heavy. These things get thrown around on the way, all the way from California to rainy England. So yeah, it can happen. But I've just cracked open the topo.
In my water gross. We do. I ship ready to eat healthy meals, paleo and ketogenic and plant based meals. To customers all over the United States, all 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii. So wow. I use my shipping boxes from my business. And, you know, it's got those nice, they're called Temperpack liners inside that's fully curbside recyclable and biodegradable. So we're pretty proud of our sustainability in the business as well that I'm in, which is called Fresh and Lean.
Cool. You know what? Just even from like the packaging that you sent to me, I was like, yeah, this is a serious operation to get the customer intact good. So no, it was really nice. Really nicely done.
You okay. Bet.
So along with all the waters we brought here, we also brought a thermometer to measure the temperature of the water. It can switch between Fahrenheit and Celsius. So I'm going to see. Our Topo Chico is currently at...
Give it a minute to normalize. It's a food-grade probe thermometer, so it's going to take a second here.
Nothing but the best.
51.3 degrees Fahrenheit, and that is 10.5... still going down. 10.3 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's try it. Cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers, guys.
Hear your perspective on this one, Milan, as a water sommelier.
Yeah.
You know, I've spent some time with Topo Chico when it first arrived, and I did the usual chill it and then experience it while the temperature gained. A very surprising water. The carbonation is super energetic.
Yeah, very strong.
Yeah, very energetic, but it wasn't like loud, robust bubbles, big balls. These were like little needles. I would describe it as little like very, very pleasant, but very small little needles playing across the tongue and the palate. So I was, for some reason, expecting very bold, very round bubbles, but this was just like cactus, like a cactus thing, sort of thing, but very pleasant across the palate. And then it's got this like citrus bite to it, which I kind of enjoyed. But then also I was thinking this was a high mineral content water, not as high as say a Vichy Catalan, but a high mineral. But I started doing some research online, and it's only got a TDS of 630. So it's, I'd say it's a high mineral content water, but it just feels so much louder. And that mineral composition follows through. But yeah, very, very good water. A very good water, definite. I could see why you guys do consume this on the regular. So yeah,
we're glad you enjoy it. Yeah,
and that was a fantastic synopsis for Topo Chico, I think. And Milan, if you had to give it a bottle cap rating of 0 to 10 bottle caps, what say you, sir?
For naturally carbonated water, I'm going in about 8. It's got a straight 8. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, definitely
very good.
Packaging wise, I love this cool retro look. It hasn't changed. However, the backstory to this water, for me, straight 10.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a little odd. It's cool.
I think that, you know, when we've talked a little bit on the podcast about Ponce de Leon and the Fountain of Youth, and yep. I think just in general, natural spring water is, in fact, the Fountain of Youth, and the backstory on Topo Chico certainly reinforces that. And I'll tell you that when I drink it, I feel healthier. It hydrates me. It makes me feel good and strong. And it's definitely a winner from my perspective.
Yeah,
definitely. It's one of these waters that you experience, you try, and it's a water that gives you a nice hug. You know, you've had like a long week and you crack open the Topo Chico come Friday, like sit back, relax, listen to some music, whatever it is. It's one of those waters, very satisfying.
Yeah. What I used to do when we lived in our apartment was I would bike home. It would be like 2 miles back and forth, right? And like right after PE at school and everything, and I was like exhausted, I would get like a big bottle of Topo Chico, and I would just like watch my favorite show and drink the entire thing. And it's a great feeling.
Part of it is just the experience too, because you know, it's a little bit more premium. Like if you just pick up a spring water in a plastic bottle and crack it open, it doesn't feel special. But with the nice big glass bottle, or even the ones like you're drinking, Milan, the 355 milliliter smaller glass bottle, it's something substantial. You know, you pop the top and it makes that sound, and you get a little bit of that experience from that. And that first sip with those bubbles, just as you described them, Milan, you know, it's a whole experience on top of being healthy and good for you.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a very good water. And I must say, just to the audience, very fortunate with the Bubbles podcast. They've sent me a 12 pack of Topo Chico all the way to London. I think I am the only one in the United Kingdom that is drinking Topo Chico. So big respect to Bubbles. And also, these Topo Chicos are now going to be sent to Pat in Heidelberg to enjoy. And just to say thank you, we're like pen pals, but for water, I guess. I've just received some special bottles, which I'm going to be sending over to you. It's my go-to. So these are going to be shipped out to the Bubbles podcast for you, Steve and James, and Pat to enjoy.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you. And, you know, you're very welcome. And we're so happy to have this relationship with you, Milan, as a water sommelier and water technologist, as well as you, Pat. And happy to send those topos over. And glad that you're able to enjoy them and we can share the experience on the podcast. Certainly when the other mystery water arrives here, we'll have to do a follow-up episode and do it live on the podcast as well.
100%. Dates in the diary. The dates in the diary. That's awesome.
So, Pat, why don't you talk a little bit about the rainwater from the Florida Keys that you're drinking. And at the same time, we're going to crack open our Richard's Rain Sparkling. And the reason I chose Richard's Rain Sparkling for this particular podcast is because, Milan, on the previous podcast that you joined us, we talked about Richard's Rain and how he came up with a way to carbonate rainwater because the mineral content is so low, it's difficult to carbonate.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
All right.
Yeah, guys. First of all, I wanted to say when I heard that we will taste Topo Chico, I just make a small research in Germany. And, you know, in Germany, you can't accept mineral water easily. It's not easy to get this water. But the hosting brand sells Topo Chico Hard Seltzer. And this is alcoholic sparkling water. And they come ahead with a real, real cool marketing. And this is something I really miss in the world of mineral water, that you give mineral water attraction, coolness, cool design, lifestyle feeling. And when I made that research, I found a video clip on internet, on YouTube, for Topo Chico Hot Seltzer, and this was really cool. And I think most of the German brands could look at this and watch it to learn from American brands how to do a good marketing. So that's what I can say to Topo Chico from here. Yes.
If I can just add to that, Pat. So, you know, this is a very controversial topic for me and a lot of people around Topo Chico and the Topo Chico hard seltzer. I actually recorded a segment for the podcast that we may use with our producer, where we sampled the Topo Chico hard seltzer. And I've got some insight to it. And, you know, you're bang on as far as the marketing. However, Topo Chico hard seltzer does not have Topo Chico spring water in it.
Which is a shame.
Okay. That there is a no from me. No thanks.
I totally agree. Yeah.
It's municipal water.
Yeah.
Oh, even more painful. Sorry, Topo Chico, but hey, if it had the real deal, Topo Chico.
But you know, at the end of the story, it's always the same shit. And these are very, very honest words, which I say now. But the hosting brand in Germany is Coca-Cola. And when Coca-Cola is buying smaller companies, they always or often do things like that. And here in Germany, stuff like that is happening too. And so on the other hand, Fine Liquids, our portfolio distribution company for fine waters from all over the world, we are looking for brands which are authentical and which are looking for their environments and for their authenticity. And this is something... Yeah, we always have to look what we do as customers. So and this is something we have to be aware about. And so sometimes it's sad to hear this, and sometimes it's something people don't know and people don't mind. So that's one.
Well, I would just add that I think that the rest of the world can learn something from Germany, because Germany has the best laws and regulations around food and beverage manufacturing and truth in marketing on the ingredients, and also the highest standards. So, you take, for example, candies, gummy bears, things like this, like they can't have all these additives and preservatives in them if they're in Germany or made in Germany. They have to be much more clean. And I'm sure, Pat, you can talk more to that, but I'm sure that that goes through to some of the brandings of waters and stuff too.
And also what you were saying about Topo Chico's marketing strategy, I totally agree with that. It's kind of amazing to see, like, if you go and look at, like, Texas and all of those places with Topo Chico, right, where it's, like, really, really famous there. It's become kind of like a pop culture thing, and it's great. It's awesome. Like, people are mixing it in their alcoholic beverages, like, not drinking Topo Chico seltzer because apparently, from what I heard from you, it's not good.
It's not good.
But, yeah, it's become kind of like its own thing and not thought of as a water. Even though waters can be cool, people are thinking of it as just a beverage, and maybe that'll open people's minds to more good waters.
Absolutely, James.
You know, what would be quite interesting to learn about Topo Chico is, was this marketing and brand identity there from the beginning? This cool retro look, this lifestyle thing? Or is this something that's been recent in regards to the purchase by Coca-Cola?
You know what? We've actually seen, like, other bottles. We were recently looking on eBay and we saw... And we've seen, like, a lot of retro stuff from them, and they've kind of kept the same theme for 125 years. Like, they've changed their logo slightly every once in a while, like, slight font changes, but really it kind of stayed the same, and they've been really playing into it recently. I can agree with that. But they've kind of stayed genuine and true to, you know, their old... logo.
Yeah, Coca-Cola certainly put their marketing oomph behind the brand and also widened the distribution a lot from where it was really only available in Texas and California. Now it's more widespread across the U.S. and coming to other countries, I'm sure, soon.
So the trends that we've been discussing, you know, where you had the smart waters, Coca-Cola's smart waters, now these types of waters, highly processed municipal waters, are now being potentially ditched for Coca-Cola to look at more natural sourced waters to ride that wave and that water lifestyle image. So, yeah, it's interesting. It really is.
That's cool, yeah. So let's try this rainwater before it completely cools down.
Yeah, let's hear about Pat's rainwater, and then we'll talk about Richard's rainwater sparkling.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What I have here is one of my very first ever tasted or sampled waters from America. This was years ago. I think it must have been 15 or 20 years ago. The first American water I ever sampled was the rain. And this water comes from the Florida Keys. And I think the brand disappeared, I think, 7 or 8 years ago. And we have... I think 60 bottles left here in our warehouse, and sometimes people come across and they ask for these waters, for the last bottles of that water, and I really love that because it's very, very unique. It's very pure. It's very, very empty. It has a TDS from around I think it's under 100. It's for a rainwater, it's not that empty than other ones, but it's so, how can I say, Florida Keys is one of the first waters. Yeah, I ever tried. I like that, and it's sad for me that this brand does not exist anymore. They have a real, real fancy wooden cap, and the bottles are such as they are so old that the wooden cap does not longer persist. So yeah, I like that water. So cheers, guys.
You'll have to send us a picture that we can put on our Instagram, Pat. And then I have questions. So
yes.
Number one, you know, having lived in Florida in Miami for about 10 years, I spent a lot of time in the Keys. And I can tell you that when it rains in South Florida, it really rains. talking torrential downpours. Like
I can relate. I've experienced it.
So it's definitely big, bold water coming out of the sky. But I'm wondering if the packaging, if it shows which area of the Keys that it's actually collected in. Because, you know, the Keys, it's a beautiful drive. And there's areas there where it's like 7 miles of just bridge between one key and the other. And it's just pristine down there. But I wonder if it's from like Isla Mirada in the upper Keys or more like Bahia Honda or Big Pine Key down lower towards Key West.
Okay, I don't know where they did collect it, but no, it's too long ago. Nowhere on the bottle and nowhere on the homepage they display where they really collected it. And when I tried to get in contact with them to get fresh bottled water, I understood, oh shit, they disappeared. The homepage is still there, but there's no way to get in contact with them. So I cannot answer your question in that case.
Okay. Well, let's crack into this before it gets kind of room temperature.
So we've got the Richard's rainwater, and this is water out of Texas, and it's the sparkling version. So with his special way of sparkling it up, I guess, using pressure and time.
Yep, we've got it at 11.5 Celsius.
Yep.
52.8. All right. Should we crack into it?
What do you think, James?
Oh, very acidic. Very, very acidic.
Oh, yeah. The acid's coming through.
It's like drinking like lemon juice and water.
Mm.
Wow.
Definitely has that acidic lemony bite to it. Similar like Topo Chico, but even stronger.
Yeah, I wonder if that comes from his carbonation process.
Could be. Yes. I think that's a trend that we've talked about, and, you know, Millen can certainly probably articulate this better than anybody, but if you have the same base water and you have the still version and then the sparkling version, oftentimes you find that the sparkling version just has that more like acidity and more bite to it.
It's all soda, huh?
It's the CO2, the carbonic acid, definitely drops the pH slightly to give you that citrusy bite that you describe. You know, it really comes, it's a nice feeling, a nice sensation, even from the Topo Chico. And understand the carbonation lowers the pH down to about 5.4. And it's similar, but without the rigorous bold bubbles to that sort of citrus bite that I get from Magnificat from the Portuguese Azores. It's got that acidic note to it, which is quite pleasant.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna give this 6.5 out of 10. I mean, it's nice. I enjoy this water, but it's a little too acidic for me. It's like the carbonation feels a little it's not my favorite like blend of different bubbles. And it kind of just feels like you're drinking a soda almost, but I don't, not
six
in
and
a
half,
good way.
6.5 out of 10 bottle caps.
Not very hydrated.
Okay. Well, I'm going to upgrade Richard's rainwater because number one, I love Richard's story. I think it's a fantastic story. And also he's all about local and he's all about reducing carbon footprint and saving the planet as far as packaging in aluminum as well as glass and not shipping far from the source. He's trying to set up rainwater capture in various different regions so that it doesn't have to be shipped so far, which I think is also very valiant from there.
Yeah, being very, definitely very mindful with bottled water. That's a good thing.
Well, don't feel bad, James. I'm just going to mark it up a little bit because of that. It's not, you know, my top favorite sparkling water, but it's certainly worth a try for anyone out there that's looking for some new waters and trying to open up your palate a little bit. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right. Okay, and Pat, how's your rainwater going? How's that tasting?
I was a little bit disappointed right now because years ago, as I told, it was one of my first international waters, and I think years ago I was amazed about this emptiness, because when you grow up in Germany, you always drink waters between maybe 400 and 2000 of TDS, and when you have waters beneath this level, it's amazing for sure. So, but now, in the meantime, I drank so many different waters, so that I now was a little bit disappointed, because yes, it's very clear, it's very pure, but it's missing a little bit of character, and it's missing a little bit of how can I say? I don't want to say it's boring me, but I don't. I would not drink another bottle of it, because it's just empty. It's just round, clear, pure, but nothing more. In the end, the story was cool. In the end, the bottle is really, really genius, but nothing more. In the meantime, I met so many more waters that I really like. So that's for me.
On the scale of 0 to 10 bottle caps, how many bottle caps?
Oh, bottle caps. This is a cool kind of judging a water. I don't know. Maybe, what did you say? 6.5. I won't give more for the rain. No, 6.5 for this water too.
Okay, perfect.
Very good, very good.
And then finally, we have Gerald Steiner, which we all have, right? I think.
Yeah.
All right.
So we have in front of us Gerald Steiner. Sparkling natural mineral water, high mineral content, perfectly balanced taste. Taste the origin of nature from a specific geological region of volcanic origin, naturally carbonated source with high mineral content, good source of calcium and magnesium, natural and refreshingly neutral taste. And this is a product of Germany from Gerold Stein, Germany. And this water is very familiar to me because I worked in for Lufthansa German Airlines for many years, and this is like a go-to on all of their flights.
Yeah, and I'm glad they provided us here with a chart on the back. It says Gerold Steiner mineral content amount per liter, 345 for calcium, potassium 10, 35, magnesium 100, sodium 1. Other minerals 55, bicarbonate 1800, chloride 40, and total mineral content is 2500. Okay, should we crack it open?
Yeah, but I want to ask, where is Gerold Stein, Germany? Is that in which sort of a region of Germany is it?
Oh, it's in the center of Germany, because it's in the Vulcan Eifel. And so it's in the it's in a how is it called in a mountain-like region, but there is one thing I want to add to the mineral content, and this is really necessary to understand. Some people in Germany don't understand this too, because Gerold Steiner is selling a natural and a carbonated water, but these are two different sources, and most of the people don't know that. So when you are drinking now the Sprudel version, this has a TDS about 2,500, and the natural one is just around 800. So these are two different sources at the same place.
Well, I realize that now, because I'm looking up at my little bottle collection. I have a bottle of Gerold Steiner Natural, and I see that it is a different packaging. And yeah, so you're completely right. So I guess we're going to have to compare them if you have Gerold Steiner Natural.
James, would you do the honors and pour some of this Gerold Steiner for us, please, sir?
Sure. Yeah. All right.
What is that, a 1 liter glass bottle?
Yeah, it's nice packaging. It has some stripes and dots all along the imprinted all along the bottle. And it has like flash water.
Well, cheers, guys, from California to the UK to Germany. Salut.
Salut.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, that's so different. That's so different compared to our other waters. Mm. It's like completely different plane.
For me, right away, the sodium is forward. Forward. Yeah. This is a salty water. Not as salty as, say, a Borajami or even a Sokasani, but it's definitely up there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close to Sokosani, really. Wow, that is really tasty.
It's deliciously refreshing.
Mm-hmm, it's very smooth. It's not really hydrating, but I am getting that refreshing that you're saying. That's delicious. I really like that. The carbonation comes through, but it's not too much of a bite.
It's lightly carbonated. It's almost like a half carbonated water.
Mm-hmm. And it's naturally carbonated. Yeah, this is tasty. I'm gonna give it a 8.5 out of 10.
8.5 out of 10 on the Gerald Steiner Sparkling Natural Mineral Water.
I'll give it a 9.
Up to actually. 9. Hey,
I really like it. It's
there you
a go. Tasty water. How about you?
Well, I'm gonna hand it over to Millen first.
All right.
Okay. Yep. So I've cracked it open. I've taken a couple of sips. Mine is about 17 degrees room temperature. And straight away, I love the carbonation. It's not super aggressive, but the magnesium, that's where that bite comes from, and the hydrocarbons. It's zesty, chalky in a way. Maybe this is from the calcium. It's soft as well. Like the carbonation hits you, but it's not super aggressive, but it has that pleasant softness and zesty and a slight sweetness after, but I quite enjoy that magnesium zest, I would describe as, yeah, a very good water, accessible.
Also,
really? So yeah, I'll give this an 8.
Nice. All right. I wanted to point out ours was at 55 flat for
Fahrenheit. And what about centigrade?
And 12.9 Celsius.
Okay.
All right. What are your thoughts, Pat?
Okay, first of all, Gerald Steiner is one of the biggest brands in Germany, and the German mineral water brands are in regards to the design and to the bottle design, shape design, kind of artwork, marketing, all of these brands are. Sometimes I think in the 1980s, you know what I mean? It became old. Okay. So I don't know which bottles you have, but now we have 75 CL bottles, which are really cool. And I think the label is cool too. I think Gerald Steiner made a good job right now in the last year to make the brand modern like, but all in all, the brand is just looking for the German market, and I think this is a good way because we have so many good waters all around the planet, and when we from Fine Liquids ask them for international export stuff, when we ask them for English labeled bottles, they say, okay, Mr. Fine Liquids, please relax. We have to look for our footprint, lower the business on the international stage. And I really like that because everybody around Europe is doing that, lowering the international work. And this is something I really appreciate. In Germany, Gerald Steiner is a real all-day driver in sparkling. Most of the Germans drink sparkling water, and the most sold sparkling water is Gerald Steiner sparkling. And so for the most people, ein guter Sprudel always is Gerald Steiner. For myself, I really like it, but I cannot drink so many glasses because it's too bubbly for me, all in all. It's not one of my favorites because I don't like waters with that much high mineral content for every day or for hydration. It's too much minerality for me.
Okay, so what's your bottle cap rating?
What was the question?
What is your bottle cap rating?
From 1 to 10.
Oh, my bottle cap. Oh, my public cup rating. Oh, I don't know if I can say that. Hey, Gerald Steiner, I just give you a 5, not more.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I'm going to redeem Gerald Steiner because I am a fan of the aggressive bubbles and the minerality of it. And, you know, we've just polished off between James and I, as we've been chatting here for the last couple of minutes, a full 750 milliliter bottle of it. And it's getting a 9 out of 10 bottle.
A big it. 9.
All nice. Right.
But just touching on Pat's growing up in Germany and experienced these waters, for us, these high mineral, naturally carbonated waters, it's something that I can't access in the UK, or the geology of the UK does not provide these natural spring waters. And you guys in Southern California, it's probably the same. So Pat's probably like, oh, these high mineral content waters, I've had enough. I enjoy low mineral contents, you know, exploring that. So it's definitely another world of what you can access locally and what the geology of your local area is to provide these styles of water.
Yeah, since Pat, since you don't really enjoy Gerald Steiner, I wanted to ask, what's your favorite water on fine liquids? Because we'd like to know.
My personal all day driver is Radius 99. It is a water from the Taunus in next to Frankfurt, and it's a low mineral water. It's around a TDS from 200, and this is a water. It's just 99 kilometers away from our warehouse. No joke. The source is 99 kilometers away, and the brand is called Radius 99, and it comes from. In the past, the source was called Harderheck Quelle, and it was a healing water, ein Heilwasser, for years and years. But then they lost the license for the label of a healing water. But that does not mind. So this water is my all-day driver. This is my favorite water because I really like, as Millen said, these lower mineralized waters.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. We also want to ask, why did you get into the water business?
This is something very special because I don't know when this day was, but it was a day when somebody gave me a water, and this water was awful for me, really awful, and I thought I have to remind the label, the brand of that water, so that I never drink that water again. And then I thought, no, you have to do it. You have to do this upside down. You have to look for waters you really like, waters that fit to you. And then I recognized that there are brands outside of Germany. And so I get into the world of international waters, and I recognized, hey, they taste so different. And this was the beginning of a journey into passionate drinking water. And so I don't know, but I would call myself a water gourmet. I really like waters, and so I had to find a shop where I can get all these waters. And then I found Fine Liquids, and I was one of the customers of Fine Liquids until the founder and the owner of Fine Liquids was getting too old. And Mr. Lehmann, the owner of Fine Liquids, called me 3 years ago. This was my birthday, and he told me, hey, Mr. Eckert, we will quit that job. So if you want, you can buy this company. And then I bought Fine Liquids because I thought, hey, this will be a big opportunity for me to keep these brands, these international premium water brands in Germany. And so I did it. This was how I get into it.
Well, that's perfect. Wonderful. That's what a awesome, great story.
Yeah, what an awesome backstory.
And certainly resonates, and you're doing it. And I think, Pat, you know, the timing right ways are in the world is it's just positioned perfectly. I'm, you know, wishing you great success.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Melon, what's your favorite water?
In fine liquids at the moment, I would say Magnificat, the one that I mentioned just earlier on. That water there, I find it complex. From the Portuguese Azores, the backstory to it is a 10 out of 10. I just love the location, the remoteness, the volcanic Azores that they are. The water itself, it's got very, very small, like micro bubbles, effervescent, but the rich silica, okay, completely makes this water so smooth with very fine effervescence. So it's very enjoyable, but it really does take you on a journey of super smooth with bubbles, if that makes sense. So each time I drink it, I'm always exploring something different. It's slightly acidic water, which has that sort of citrus bite to it. Temperature, again, plays a huge part with Magnificat. And pairing this with foods, because the carbonation isn't so loud, it just plays very, very subtly with different foods, but even just enjoying it by itself. And the mineral content, especially the silica levels, very, very good for you. So that's my favorite water at the moment. There's so much more to explore.
What about you, James? What's your favorite water?
Oh, it's hard to choose. It's really, really hard to choose. I'd have to say right now, maybe Sokosani. I think it's Sokosani. I really, really enjoy it. It's kind of accessible to us because Amazon can ship it. And, yeah, I really enjoy it. How about you?
Well, you know, if premium waters aside, and, you know, I'm always down for a nice fancy bottle, but my daily driver's go-to is Topo Chico.
Yeah.
That's the one. I love it. It's my favorite. Drink it every day.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
just one more thing I want to add. Like you all told now, I think water can be such an amazing journey into taste and so much more. And so everybody has his own journey, his own favorites. And for me, in our warehouse, it's always the same. I really like taste these one, sample that one, drink this one again. And it's always a new journey into experience. And this is a reason why I really love to work together with Millen, because Millen told me, hey, we should take Magnificat. And so we took Magnificat. And at first, I did not really understand the magic of Magnificat. But after some bottles, you recognize, hey, this water is something really special and something really different. And this is something that water can do. Two, my little son did not like sparkling water, did not like effervescent water, but after a few bottles of Magnificat, he fell really in love with that water. And this is something I really want to bring to the people, that you can have so many experience and so much fun with water, more than just drinking.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I just wanted to thank you guys because this has been an amazing conversation with all of you. And we're just really grateful that you were willing to be on our podcast. And is there anything else you want to say, or shall we wrap this up?
I think it's nice that we've even now got another connection. So we've got Irvine, we've got London, we've got Heidelberg in the house discussing the number one beverage on this planet, water. It keeps us connected. And it's a real pleasure just discovering, you know, each and everyone's perception of water, you know, from taste to brand, to the marketing, to the bottle design. It's all very important because it's just elevating the value of water. And, you know, hopefully our audience out there take water a lot more serious from these conversations that the Bubbles podcast hosts every single week. Okay, so plenty of conversation about water.
Yeah. All right.
So plugs. So definitely check out Millen at MillenH2O and Pat at Fine Liquids. You can get in contact.
That's right.
Yep. You can get in contact with us here at the Bubbles Podcast. Check us out on Instagram at the Bubbles Podcast.
Yep.
Send us a voicemail through Anchor.
Yeah. All right.
So until next time, on behalf of Pat and Millen, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
This has been
Bubbles.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.